This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Republican gubernatorial candidate Bruce Lissman is trying to paint his opponent, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott, as being too cozy with Democrats. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, many GOP lawmakers disagree with Lissman's analysis.
For weeks, Lissman has been describing Scott as an ineffective leader of the Republican Party. Scott served 6 terms in the state Senate and has been elected to 3 terms as lieutenant governor. Over the past 6 years, he's also been a member of Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin's cabinet. The match that started the recent firestorm between Lissman and Scott is a direct mail piece that features a photo of Scott with Shumlin at the statehouse with the heading, quote, "Peter Shumlin and Phil Scott have taken Vermont in the wrong direction." Lissman says the piece is a fair representation of how Scott has supported many of the priorities of the Shumlin administration.
We've had a governor with a lot of bad ideas, and the people are responding by saying, we don't like those ideas. We don't like the direction. The basic point is the lieutenant governor was there at his side at cabinet meetings. There's a moment when you're supposed to say, no, I don't care about a cabinet post. Who cares? No, this is a bad idea. I don't need to be part of that process.
And Lissman says that Scott's lack of leadership at the statehouse has hurt the Republican Party.
It puts a lot of pressure on a small caucus, Republican, in both the House and Senate. But it would have been great to have had his outspoken support for alternative ideas.
Scott says Lissman's criticisms are completely untrue. He says the mailer represents the kind of overly partisan approach that has led to a highly dysfunctional Congress in Washington, D.C.
I think that it seemed like a D.C.-style tactic to me. I think Vermonters expect better. It's not how I conduct myself, and while I wasn't surprised, I was disappointed that he would resort to these methods.
Scott notes that he's been a longtime critic of Vermont Health Connect, the state's problem-plagued health insurance website. And he says he's offered alternative health care proposals. Scott says it's possible to be critical of the Democratic administration without resorting to personal attacks.
There are many that advocate that you should run your opponent down in order for you to look better. And I've always said in my years of being a public servant that you talk about what you can do and actually advocate for that position rather than what your opponent can't.
Retired Middlebury College political science professor Eric Davis thinks Lissman is targeting a small number of Republicans who think that Phil Scott has been far too moderate on many issues. Davis says this base of support is too narrow for Lissman to win the primary.
I think if he wants to make the primary competitive, his best hope is to expand the electorate, to appeal to independents who might not have voted in Republican primaries in the past, but may not be particularly enthusiastic about any of the Democratic candidates.
Davis notes that almost every Republican member of the House and the Senate has endorsed Scott. He says they view him as the strongest candidate in the November election, following the model of former Republican Governor Jim Douglas.
For a Republican to win in Vermont in a presidential election year, the Republican candidate has to get a lot of the votes of people who are going to vote for the Democratic candidate for president, for U.S. Senate, and other offices. And elected Republicans, a great number of them, believe that Phil Scott could do the same in 2016.
Davis says he doubts that presidential politics will sway many Republican voters in the gubernatorial primary election. Scott has been very critical of the party's expected nominee, Donald Trump, and he says he won't vote for him. Lissman says he's not sure if he's going to support Trump. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.